This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert, reminding you that Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, our virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, is on now. You can join it. Get instant access through February 4th. More details coming up in just a few minutes. Topic number 5, war on parents. This is going to become a more defining issue in terms of how this country, well, breaks into separate warring camps as we head towards the 2024 election cycle. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, serves the East Bay region, the district just across the bay from Nancy Pelosi, weighed in last week with a very odd attack on the idea that parents should have any say in the education of their children. Swalwell said, it is akin to putting patients in charge of their own surgeries and clients in charge of their own trials. Well, Representative Swalwell, patients already do have charge of their own surgeries. It's called informed consent. And as an attorney, Representative Swalwell, you should know that your clients actually do have charge over their own representation in court. If the attorney's not doing what the client wants, the client fires the attorney and gets another one. Well, this opinion from Representative Swalwell popped up on Twitter last week, basically lashing out at parents who dare to challenge aspects of education. We've seen this over the last couple of years, especially in the gubernatorial race in Virginia, where Glenn Youngkin won largely on a platform of saying, look, we need to return the education of our children to parents. Parents need to have more of a say. This idea that school boards should be allowed to operate without input from parents is just absolutely ridiculous. So we are seeing here Swalwell saying the quiet part out loud. This is the fundamental difference between so-called progressives, and I really don't like that word because it's not progressive, it is actually regressive, but I digress, and the rest of us, those who believe that it is our biblical calling to train up our children in the way they should go. Make sure you choose your candidates in the 2024 election accordingly. Topic number 4, murder on the air. Somehow I missed this story a few weeks back. National Public Radio broadcast audio of a pregnant woman having an abortion procedure at 11 weeks. They broadcast the entire procedure on the air. So the National Public Radio audience heard the electric vacuum aspirator. That's a pump with 10 to 20 times the suction of your typical household vacuum as a woman in stirrups awaits the procedure. And within minutes, the unborn child suctioned from the mother's womb, despite the woman's cry of, I can't, apparently changing her mind at the last moment. The doctor and the nurses in the room continued with the procedure, and then exclaiming once the baby was gone, you did it, congratulating her on the death of her child. This is horrific on a couple of levels. First, that the staff at National Public Radio, the news producers, the executives, signed off on this idea that listening and broadcasting for their listeners the death of a human over its airwaves and then celebrating it is unimaginable to about half of the country. NPR described this as a pregnancy issue, despite the fact that at 11 weeks, the unborn child has fully formed fingers and toes, eyelids, nose, already displaying a preference for right thumb or left thumb when they're... NPR, corporate media, Hollywood, we've gone beyond a place where abortion was acknowledged but kept quiet to a point where it's openly celebrated. This is why I wrote in my book, The Second Coming of Saturn, that the god called Saturn by the Romans, Kronos by the Greeks, Baal Hamon by the Phoenicians, the Carthaginians, called Molech by the Hebrews, still influences the world to this day. The number one cause of death on planet Earth. For several years running now, but the number one cause of death, by a long shot, more than all communicable diseases combined, and it's not even close, 42 million deaths in 2021. Abortion. 42 million human lives snuffed out as a sacrifice to this old god Molech. And now here we are in America at a place where NPR, National Public Radio, broadcasting it over the air. Acolytes to the priests of Molech. Topic number three, KFC in Germany. Somebody's got some splaining to do where Kentucky Fried Chicken, because Kentucky Fried Chicken in Germany sent out a promotional message telling its customers to remember Kristallnacht, which was a major event in the Holocaust, with cheesy chicken. They sent out a message, email blast, to subscribers. It's Memorial Day for Kristallnacht. Treat yourself with more tender cheese on your crispy chicken now at KFC Cheese. Or KF Cheese, I guess. This was to people with the KFC app, actually. The fast food chain had to send out a message apologizing. Kristallnacht, which means Night of Broken Glass, happened on November 9th and 10th of 1938 in Germany, when Jewish-owned businesses were targeted by thugs working for the Nazi Party, businesses and synagogues, 90 people killed. This is widely considered the opening event, the first major event in what became the Holocaust that claimed the lives of an estimated 6 million Jews in Nazi Germany. KFC Germany later apologized and blamed the message on a bot that said the automated push notification through its app was connected to calendars that include national observances. Apparently, somebody didn't notice that this is not something you observe and celebrate, but observe and remember. It's not something you celebrate with cheesy chicken. Topic number two, Area 51. Kind of an odd story last week. George Knapp, investigative reporter for KLAS-TV, well-known ufologist, tweeted out a series of messages toward the end of last week revealing that FBI agents had raided the home of the owner of a popular UFO website. A website devoted to everything that goes on at Area 51. Knapp tweeted out Thursday night that George Arnoux, owner of the website DreamlandResort.com, was raided by the FBI in a no-knock warrant at his home in Rachel, Nevada. FBI agents came down hard on the operator of a popular website devoted to all things Area 51, tweeted Knapp. Its programs, lore, and legacy, more than a dozen agents served a no-knock warrant on the Rachel, Nevada home of George Arnoux, owner of DreamlandResort.com, end quote. Knapp said in a second tweet that computers, files, phones, photos were seized while another team of FBI agents stormed his other home in Las Vegas, taking digital devices and files and held his girlfriend at gunpoint. These warrants served a week ago. Mystery remains why the no-knock warrant was necessary. It may be relevant that the raid comes several weeks before the United States Air Force is due to unveil its new advanced B-21 Raider stealth bomber on December 2nd. Coming up, donuts are drugs, or at least some scholars say they should be. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Allie Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh and insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the Apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in three brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before-digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, we may soon hear, take two crullers and call me in the morning. Highly processed foods, say some researchers, should be reclassified as drugs because they're as addictive and harmful as cigarettes. Scientists argue that items like donuts, sugary cereals, and pizza meet the official criteria that established cigarettes as drugs in the 1990s. These include causing compulsive use, mood-altering effects on the brain, having properties or ingredients that reinforce addiction or trigger cravings. This sounds funny, but actually they're not wrong. Ultra-processed foods, which can include things like soda, salty chips, pastries, candies, contain high amounts of unnatural flavorings, preservatives, and sweeteners. These chemicals give these foods their delicious flavor, but also make them high in calories, fat, sugar, or salt, raising the risk of obesity and other chronic illnesses, and it doesn't help that you get addicted to these chemical substances, which reinforces your desire to have more of them. Researchers, led by Dr. Ashley Gearhart, who's a psychology professor at the University of Michigan, told the Daily Mail in the UK that these foods are more like drugs because of how distant they are in taste and texture from natural foods. They're arguing that the marketing of these foods to children should be banned, like the marketing of cigarettes. They're stopped short of altogether banning them. Frankly, I think if they did convince politicians to do that, they'd get more pushback than a lot of other things Congress does that ought to make us more angry. Again, I say, however, they're not entirely wrong about what those foods do to you. SkyWatch TV's virtual conference Exposing the Darkness is on right now, which means you get instant access when you sign up. It's just $95 for two dozen cutting-edge presentations, all between 45 minutes and an hour and 15 minutes in that range, plus six feature-length documentaries from SkyWatch Films. You hear from Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallups, some great archaeological information from Aaron Lipkin and Dr. Judd Burton, new voices Skywatch TV, like Dr. Igal German, founder of the International Biblical Apologetics Association, and much more, plus the documentary films, including the award winners Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and Silent Cry, plus the latest, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on Tom Horn's jaw-dropping bestseller, The Wormwood Prophecy. Instant access, full HD, and you set the schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order you choose to watch it. Find out more and sign up now at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we begin a six-week investigative series based on a new three-volume set from Tom Horn and Donna Howell. The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. There are a lot of people out there, even some who call themselves Christian, who believe that Jesus of the New Testament is distinct and separate and not the God of the Old Testament. That is, well, not only not true, it's actually heresy from a Trinitarian Christian perspective, but they show in this three-volume set, Tom is describing this as his magnum opus, the best thing he's ever done, which says a lot. They show Jesus Christ on every page, every chapter, every book of the Bible. Don't miss it. Our broadcast schedule for week one, well, the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV is posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels. If you're new to the program, find a station near you that's carrying the program, or you can watch it right now at skywatchtv.com or by downloading the app to your Roku or Apple TV device. That way you get all of our video content, the weekly show, these daily news updates, Simply His, the women's program. You can also use our free app to bring it right to your smartphone or tablet, and then cast it to your smart TV using Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast. The app is absolutely free and available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And the advantage of the app is that it bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, the company that hosts the programs and sends it right to your device, a Christian company. So they won't censor what we put out. Again, you'll find links to the app stores for your device, posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.